Have you ever thought maybe you didn't sound all that confident and you wondered, what could you do to sound more confident? Well, if that's you, then you don't want to miss today's episode because today is a live coaching edition and with me is Jennifer Lynn. That's exactly one of the things we're working on today is how to help her step into that confident voice and boldly own what she puts out. I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you, and today I have a super treat for you. Now, you may have remembered, I don't know, maybe it was before Christmas when I had Neve on the show and I did a little analysis of her voice and I got great feedback on that. And so I wanted to bring some of that back. I think it's really cool for you guys to hear how this works, to hear these fast shifts and to see how you can start changing your own, you know, working on your own voice. So I've got a super special guest today. We've already been chatting a little bit, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. Not only is she a cool gal and really does some neat work, I'm going to let her tell you all about her, about herself, but super willing to come on here and let me tell her what I hear in her voice. And you know, that takes guts. I noticed a lot of you guys haven't signed up for that yet. So how about an email? How about an email that says, yeah, Trace, I'd love to get on the show and have you analyze my voice because I'd love to have you on. You can just email that over to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. But enough of me. I want to introduce you to Jennifer Lynn. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, are you freaked out?
A little bit. I already told you I might cry.
I know. She warned me that she might cry. And I said, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm a straight shooter, but generally I don't make people cry. So I'm going to feel really bad if I make people cry. I'm going to have to kind of be on the ready. Well, tell us a little bit about what it is you do. You kind of indicated a little bit and about your book and everything. I know the listeners would love to hear more about your work.
So my name is Jennifer Lynn, and I spell it a unique way, J-E-N-I-P-H-E-R. And I am an illustrator, author, and a fellow podcast host. All of my work is really encouraging and uplifting. And my goal in life is to help people not feel alone and that their quirks are what make them them. And that, I just had a book come out in December. It's called Find Your Rainbow, and it's a uplifting, empowering book for tween girls. It's kind of half activity book and half guidebook that kind of helps them find their purpose and just kind of the things I said before, like realize that everyone is awesome and they're awesome the way they are and their bodies are perfect the way they are and whatnot. And my podcast is called Rainy Day Diaries. It's a mental wellness podcast. Do you see a pattern? Everything's about trying to help people. Basically, I want to make sure if I can help anyone not have to go through all the hardships I went through, then I am doing my job in life.
I just think it's such noble and incredibly important work that you do. You know, and not just the book. I think the book is great. What is the age group for the book?
So the publisher, it's like geared towards like 9 to 13 is like tween or 9 to 12, I guess. But it's been so cool. I've had 6-year-olds be like using it. I had a 3-year-old drawing because the very first page you're supposed to draw like a self-portrait. And then after you finish the book, you're supposed to draw another self-portrait. And I know the 3-year-old probably doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
But that's been awesome. I had a book tour for it all around Florida. And this one, I think that the perfect age, is 9. Like a lot of the girls that came to my book tour event were 9. And those are the ones who actually went and did every exercise in the entire book before she even met me. Like,
oh, wow.
And I'm just like, and I ask people questions. It's like everything from, like draw your favorite features to like draw what makes you brave to silly things, like draw what your like weird, silly superpower would be. And I'd be like, what page should I do now? She's like, I like this page. And she's like, I'm going to be an actress and a singer and a spy. And I'm like,
Like, that's great.
Yeah. I'm like, so I love when 9-year-olds, I hope she always keeps that. I emailed her mom, like, please keep her that way. Cause there's like a shift once you go through puberty. So
Well, I call it the cool factor. When the cool factor kicks in, everything changes. That's really great. You know, that's, I'll tell you a little secret about me. As you said, she wanted to be a spy and an actress. Well, you know, I was an actress. Now, of course, when I was, you know, little, I wanted to be, when I grew up, I wanted to be a daddy or a snake.
For real.
And that didn't work out. None of that worked out. So I opted for an actress. But in the work that I do today, do you know what would be my dream job? Do you know what would be my dream gig?
Hopefully not daddy.
No. To do voice analysis for the FBI or the CIA.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? And maybe that little gal will be a spy there by the time I get there.
She might be. Yeah. She was awesome.
That's awesome.
I have a weird viewpoint of perfectionism because I don't believe perfection exists. But it doesn't mean that I don't try to make things perfect.
Okay. So let me ask in relation to your words.
Okay.
Do you want to get the words perfect?
I think I talk before I think, or I overthink and don't talk. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't hear overthink and don't talk. I hear, you know, there are some things that I hear in your voice that, and this is why I'm asking, because sometimes they're very, very similar. Sometimes analytical is very, very close to perfection. What I hear in your voice, and I have a feeling that it might be linked to people pleasing. Are you a people pleaser? Or you want people to be happy?
Want people to like me.
Okay.
Or not be mad at me.
Oh.
But I don't necessarily think I'm a pleaser because I don't know if I'd go out of my way for everybody.
Right. Okay. No, that's it right there.
Okay.
I hear that you're trying to get it right so that people will like you.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally hear that. And the way that I hear that is in the pitch that you're working in. You're working in a higher pitch, and that higher pitch says to me, asking for permission.
Okay.
Like, am I getting this right? Is this okay? Is everybody good? I have a feeling that you may be a neutralizer too. Like, I'm the person that wants everybody to be happy.
It depends on who I'm around.
Depends on who you're around. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're not working in a super high pitch, and you're not getting stuck where a lot of women will get stuck up here and they stay up here. Have you ever heard women that are like this and they're stuck up there? Okay.
Yes.
You're not doing that. But there's a little bit of caution.
That makes sense.
A little bit of caution. Like, I'm kind of testing the water. You've got a really interesting dichotomy. You sound confident, but you're not 100% owning what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that is coming from, well, I hope this is okay. I do want them to like me. So let me just be kind of careful here. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And remember, Jennifer, and I said this before we started, and I'll say this to you listeners, none of this is bad. You think of me like your secret weapon, that you can be successful if you never meet me, but I want to take you to the next level of success. I do not believe in bad voices. I just don't. I mean, I navigate the world through voices, and I make business deals based on voices. I mean, if I hear certain things in people's voices, I may not buy from them just because of what I can hear, but I don't think anything I'm saying is bad, and I don't want you to feel like, I don't want you to cry. Okay.
I want me and everyone else that's listening to cry.
No. Okay. Let me tell you what else I hear.
Okay.
Do you grind your teeth?
I have TMJ issues, but I don't know if I grind my teeth. I hold my teeth
clamped,
together.
Totally clamped. Yeah. Totally
with anxiety.
Clamped. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens, way I process that, and this may be what I want to work on. I'm not sure yet. I hear a hold in your sound that says that I'm processing as you can't have it. I don't know who you are and you can't have it. You're not. So it's about connection. Now, it doesn't mean, and see, this is where we want to adjust these things, because it doesn't mean that you don't want to connect with me. It means that when you were little bitty, your subconscious put something in your muscle memory to protect you that you don't need anymore. So you never, ever would have thought until the day you sat here with me, wow, it sounds like I'm holding my sound in my mouth, but I can hear that you're, it's like, and the way I'm processing that is you don't really want to let me have your sound. You don't really want to let me in. Now that may not be the truth at all. And that's why we want to adjust it, because this is ultimately about the best revelation of you. And what I find with exactly what we're talking about, that can literally come from something like braces. Did you wear braces growing up or no? No, see, I didn't mm-hmm. either. But a lot.
I need them really bad.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Your teeth don't look crooked to me.
The top don't look that bad. The bottom, I'm glad I don't smile with.
Are they crooked?
Oh, they're so crooked that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it must come from this TMJ then. This, you know.
I definitely carry my anxiety right now in my.
In your jaw. So what?
Like my jaw is locked before.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So you've got a, so it's like if I start talking like this, can you, and this is a dramatic example, but can you tell how this flow of my sound shifted? Because it's like you're letting them have the sound. And all of this is being processed subconsciously. You know, everybody's not walking around going, well, I mean, clearly you've got a situation with your jaw. I mean, they're not doing that, but they may process it. Okay, let me see what else I wrote on here. I've got holding sound in. I said something about asking for permission. Something else I heard, and it could be linked to all this other stuff that we've talked about so far. It could be linked to that. But I wrote, wants to fit in.
I don't know if I want to fit in.
No? Okay. All right. So, and then I wrote / acceptance.
That one, yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's acceptance. All right. So it's also possible that the subconscious locked up your sound a little bit out of fear to protect you in case you wouldn't be accepted. Like literally, put it in a situation like third grade. And the teacher doesn't like you, or there's some kids that don't like you. Maybe you moved into a new neighborhood, and that's literally how fast this can happen. The subconscious says, ooh, this one could be dangerous. This could be dangerous. Let's just kind of lock your sound down so that it doesn't quite flow out exactly so that we keep you safe. It's subtle things like that. Although with you, while part of it may be about acceptance, I think that the dramatic factor here is the TMJ.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I hear, one other thing, are you okay? You're not crying yet, right?
I'm not crying yet.
Okay. Is this interesting?
I just bought a box of cookies in case.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Are you finding this interesting?
I am. This is interesting.
Okay. So, because I know when we talked, when we got on the call here, that you thought this sounded like interesting. So I hope it's interesting. Okay.
Are you worried about me accepting you?
Yeah, totally. Totally. You are disconnected from your breath.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, let me ask this question. Do you always speak kind of fast?
Yes.
Okay. What I hear is you, and this is where I picked up the acceptance thing. And it could be happening for a number of different reasons, but I hear you going really fast to get to the end of what you have to say.
In case you get disinterested.
Boom. Acceptance.
Okay.
Okay. Part of that is that you're taking in a breath And then you're talking and talking and talking and talking, and you're not letting that breath out.
Okay.
Right. And everybody on earth, yeah, even the people who do yoga, even the people who meditate, they are disconnected from the breath. And it is because we are in brace mode. And I can't think of anybody more in brace mode than a mother of a baby. Because I've been there, right? And it's like, it's so intense, you know? And so you literally, I bet you could pay attention and catch yourself literally holding your breath.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So what happens is, and I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg, but what happens is you hurry up and get all those words out. You don't have any breath to support it. And you want to hurry up and get to those words out and get to the other side and make sure everything's going to be okay. So what that ultimately does is that keeps us from knowing you on a deeper level. And we like you and we really want to know you. Okay?
Okay.
So which one of those things resonated the most with you? Which one do you feel like might be the biggest issue? I think the jaw thing might be the biggest issue.
My brain just became like mom mush.
That's okay. Mine stays that way. So we've got the jaw, we've got the breath, we've got you up in a little bit higher pitch sometimes. I think all of this is linked to that acceptance piece. I really think that's the driver. And we've got this, I really want you to own it. It's like you're confident, but
I like that. I need to work on that one.
That one. Okay.
Really bad.
Okay. All right. So
I was told like you won't amount to anything. And I think I carry that with
boom.
Me.
There's your psychology of the voice story right there.
Yeah.
Okay. We all have a story. Mine was, well, I had a lot of them. You guys know my story.
Yeah.
I had a lot of them, but the big, big, big one for me was you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mother did my homework. She wouldn't even let me do my homework because she was like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do it right. I'll do it.
Seriously?
Seriously. Oh, yeah, I know. Some people would kill for that, right? But I mean, I didn't get to build my Alamo mud fort in fourth grade, you know, because it all had to be individualized bricks because it had to look perfect because I couldn't do it right. So that was a big part of my psychology of the voice story.
Interesting.
Right? And that story is built before we're five.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's compounded throughout our life. But that is literally the driver behind these voice issues. So it's really nothing about you. You had nothing to do with writing that story. Your subconscious wrote that story to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it that you would never amount to anything? You're not very smart. You can't get anything right. You know, I'm just guessing, but
no,
whatever it is,
that's
what you do. Okay. So do you see why you'd want to hurry and get your words to the other side? With an inside story like that, that's, you know, the driver. So you write all those things down and line by line, you go and you literally ask them. And this is a great tool for your people as well. And maybe you've heard of it, but you line by line, ask the question, is this ultimately true?
Realistically, it's not.
Right.
Like most of the issues we have are inaccurate.
Yeah.
But they're ingrained in us. So
yeah.
Depending on how old you are, you have a lot of years to erase.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's so cool about voice technique. You know, that was an inside piece that I just talked about, but now I'm going to give you a muscle piece.
Okay.
And that muscle piece is going to become the new top layer. And then the inside piece will catch up with the muscle piece.
Okay.
Right? So right now, the way it worked was inside voice, put in the muscle memory, well, don't let your sound out, or whatever it is. I'm going to put a new something in the muscle memory, and then the inside is going to have to come to us.
Okay.
Because we have something new in the muscle memory, and it will. It always does. Okay?
Okay.
So we want to work on confident. I really want to work on your jaw. Okay.
Should we switch?
No. Confident owning it. All right. So I'm going to have you tell us something because I want your words. I don't want to give you a sentence. So let's come up. Okay. I want you to tell us in just a couple of lines why you decided to be an illustrator. What made you decide you wanted to be an illustrator? Were you always a gifted artist? Or just give us a couple of lines about why you got into that profession.
Okay. I had a breakdown at work and I had to quit my jobs and I was severely depressed and anxious. And a friend suggested I draw one thing every night. And I said, I don't know how to draw. I don't want to waste ink or paper. And then I just started drawing what I needed to hear. And then kind of fell into a business.
Okay, cool. Great. All right. Now I'm going to run you through a couple of different techniques.
Okay.
The first thing I want you to do is I want you to, well, let me ask you this. What were you thinking about when you were telling me that? You remember?
Before that, you said, I need a sentence. And I said, I'm a magical unicorn.
Oh.
I'm like, that could be my sentence. I mean, and you're like, tell us how you became a nun. I'm like, oh, I can't say the magical unicorn thing now.
Well, you could have. You totally could have on my show. You can
say, how did you become an illustrator? Well, I'm a magical unicorn.
Yeah, well, it could be. It could. Stranger things have happened. Were you thinking about your words? Were you thinking about anything?
Well, when you said a few sentences of how you became this, I was thinking, wow, that's complicated. I don't know how to say it in a few words where it would kind of get to the point.
Yeah, overthinking.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. So let's play with a couple of different techniques. The first thing what I was checking right then was, were you in the past or were you in the future? You were a little bit in the future thinking about, How can I put this in one sentence? Not bad in the future. Like a lot of people will go to the future and they're like, what are they going to think? Am I going to get this right? Am I going to say it right? I mean, I don't know how to say this. I don't know exactly what she's looking for. You weren't off that deep end, but you were a little bit in the future, just a little bit. So I want you to stay right here in this now. And okay. I want you to do what I call boldly own it. Like, this is such a fact. This is such a truth, and you're going to tell me. And there is no doubt. There is no hesitation. This is boldly owning, and it doesn't matter if I like it or not.
Okay. The same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
Okay, what are you thinking about? See, I can see her face. What are you thinking about?
I'm just trying to remember what I said and how to say that boldly.
Okay. It doesn't matter if it's exactly the same. Let me ask you a question again. How did you become an illustrator?
I was severely depressed. I had to quit my jobs. I started drawing to encourage myself and other people wanted to hear it too.
Okay. Did that feel different to you?
Well, it was a lot shorter.
It was a lot shorter. But what was interesting to me was, what was the laugh about in the beginning? Did you feel uncomfortable?
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable often.
Yeah. Well, and you know why this, you know, and you sped up and you tightened it up and you got shorter because I put you in a place of power.
Okay.
And that felt really different. That felt really, whoa, can I have this much power? You can on my show. Okay. But it was so good. It was so much more confident. Now, did it feel more confident or did it feel awful?
It didn't feel either. Okay. It didn't feel more confident or awful.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do something else now. It was really good. We're going to do it again. And when you say, I don't know how to boldly own it, whatever that means to you, you know, whatever it means for you to just put something out like a matter of fact, like when we were talking earlier and I said, let me just tell you a little bit about my background. It was just very matter of fact. I did this, I did that. You asked me a question, I answered. I'm just saying it and I'm just owning it. Okay. So let me shift boldly to simply own it.
Okay.
Like, there's no doubt. It's your story. We can't argue with you. All right. And take your time. From a technical perspective, I want you to go slower.
Okay.
If you feel the need for speed, push through it and stay slow and literally just matter of fact, own it. How did you decide you wanted to be an illustrator?
awkwardly laughing again.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't decide to become an illustrator. It just happened. Should I keep going?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was going through a hard time and I quit all my jobs. I had a breakdown and I decided to draw what I needed to hear. I don't, am I owning it? Am I back?
You're owning it. You're doing great.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You're awesome. Totally doing great.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you for a minute. Comfortable? Does it feel awkward?
A little bit.
Yeah. And it should feel different. If it felt the same, you'd be doing the same thing, right? But what I find the most fascinating is that laugh is being driven by vulnerability. That laugh is being driven by, oh my gosh, everybody's listening to me, right? And so there could be linked in that story, what are they going to think if I have this much power? What am I going to sound like if I really know what I'm talking about? And I want to tell you, you sound like you really know what you're talking about. And it's great. It's totally great. I want to try something really technical with you. I don't know if it's going to work, but I really want to see what this will do. This is going to be weird. All right. So I'm going to whip out something weird. Not too weird. I won't get too weird. What kind of chair are you sitting on?
An uncomfortable one.
Is it like an office chair or?
No, it's like a cheap foldy chair with tape on it because it's broken.
Okay. Is it wooden? Is it hard?
It's like metal with like the puffy fabric you would sit in if you went to like an auditorium.
Okay. This might work. I'm not sure. What I want you to do is take your hands, palms down, and sit on them. Put your hands, palms down, right under your tailbone. I just want to see what
hard bone under your legs.
Yeah, your butt bones. Okay, and now I just want to see what happens when I do this. Okay, so owning it, no questions asked. I got this. This is my story. Nobody could tell me how to do this story. Own it and tell me, why did you get into illustrating? How'd that happen?
It happened by accident. And I quit my jobs because I had a breakdown at work. And I decided, a friend suggested to be creative and draw since I wasn't in that medium. And after arguing with her because I don't know how to draw, I finally started drawing things I needed to hear. And it turns out other people need to hear them too. And it kind of turned into a business.
So good. So good. Now, did that feel different to you?
Other than uncomfortable because I'm sitting on my hands?
Yeah, sure. It's weird. Yeah. And you're not going to have to go around in the rest of the world sitting on your hands. But did it feel different coming out of your voice?
I didn't stutter. Like sometimes it feels like my words are all flying around and I'm kind of tying them with string.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's all my people. That's everybody.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. It was just, you boldly put it out there. You didn't laugh. Flowed right out. The flow was much better. Just put it on out there. No questions. Just totally owned it. I think you can own it up another. I think you can own it another level up.
Okay.
But I want to play with a couple of other techniques.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to work, but I want you to, who are you? I want you to imagine that you're talking to someone you really care about. Might be your husband, might be a best friend, might be family member, somebody that you really know, like, and trust. And I want you to imagine that they're sitting right in front of you.
Okay.
And I'm going to be their voice, and I want you to respond to them and really own this answer, but say it like you're saying it to someone you really know.
Okay.
All right. What got you into illustration? How did you pick that profession?
I'm awkwardly laughing. I was going through a hard time and I needed an outlet to be creative, and a friend suggested that. And I drew what I needed to hear, and I don't sound that confident.
but you know, you do. And you know what else? You know what else you sound like? I know who you are now. I know who you are. I hear it in your voice. I hear how you feel in your voice. Now, I want to go back to hands, sit on your hands again.
Okay.
Because that was a significant difference. So I want you to sit on your hands, put that person in front of you, and literally own your answer. Just totally own it. What made you decide to become an illustrator? You want another question?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What is your favorite?
That one's just complicated.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your favorite thing about living in Florida?
The water.
Okay. You got to give me more than that.
I love the town we're in. It is filled with dogs. We can walk to the water. We can walk downtown. And they have really good ice cream.
Okay. Good. How did that feel?
Truthful.
Yeah. Did it feel more confident?
It kind of did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was also a less scary question. So I don't answer objectively. I know.
And so that's why I'm going back to a scary question.
Okay.
Right. You've got some proof that you can do it, and you can do it no matter how hard the question is. One of the greatest things that you can do is this: when people question you, when people doubt you, when people are in your grill, when people are having conflict with you, boldly owning it. And I don't mean yelling at them, but owning what you have to say, like your voice matters, because it does, totally shifts everything. So that's a hard question about being an illustrator. What might be another difficult question? Not too difficult, but a little bit difficult.
Why did you decide to start a podcast?
Okay. See how you totally different her voice just sounded just then? That was not owning it. That was totally different. Okay. You're going to listen to this and you're going to be able to hear the difference.
Okay.
All right. So you don't have to sit on your hands. We'll maybe implement that again in a minute, but literal own it. Like, you don't care what I think. Literally own it, which doesn't mean go fast or just say three words.
Okay.
All right. It means you say whatever you want to say and you own it. You boldly put it out there. Like, any questions? Okay. All right. So tell me, Jennifer, what made you decide to do a podcast?
So I was completely burnt out, and pregnancy made me have no drive to do anything whatsoever, but I still needed a way to encourage other people and promote my book. So I decided to start a podcast.
Okay. Really, really good. Could you tell the difference in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, considering I was like wearily asking, wearily, wearily, wearily.
Wearily, I think.
With an A.
Yeah.
Wearily. Wearily asking if a question is a good question.
What do you mean?
Well, before my voice sounded different, it was because I asked the question with a question.
Oh, right. Got it. Yeah. Now, towards the end of this, you kind of went up in that high pitch, which I'm curious.
Oh.
Did you notice you did that?
No.
Okay. So when you listen back, you'll be able to hear it. You owned it. You put it out confident, and then you kind of went into this.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yeah. Now, if that is a choice, like you make that choice for a reason, that's okay. But when it turns into, is this okay? That's what we want. That's what I want to move you out of.
Okay.
Because you don't have to ask me if it's okay. Right? And I think that's probably what drives it. It is, you know, and I think with women, and I just did an episode on this recently. I think with women, a lot of times there's a fear that if we're not nice, if we're not gentle, if we're not, you know, like if we really just put it out there and own it, that the world is going to think we're, you know what.
Isn't that unfair?
Yeah. Well, it's a societal implication, big time in voices. I've heard it my whole career. And the truth of the matter is, that's just a perception. you don't have the tonal quality. I don't hear the tonal quality in your voice to become a monster. You don't have, it's not there.
That was in my previous life. So maybe, I'm nice
maybe,
now.
Maybe you got rid of it because I don't hear those tones. I'm not saying you can't get mad and you can't raise your voice. I'm sure you can. I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. But I'm not hearing the B woman in your voice at all. Whatever that even means, right?
I know. No one would call a man a B.
Right. Because, exactly. Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a whole nother episode. That's a whole nother episode. We'll have you back to talk about that. All right. So I want you to do it one more time. And I want you to, now, if you want to ask me towards the end of that, if that is okay that you do a podcast, then you can do that. But otherwise, I want you to just boom, own it. Yeah, I did it because this and I did it because of that.
And I'm awesome.
There you go. Own it.
Okay.
So why'd you decide to do a podcast?
I was completely burnt out. Pregnancy made me have no drive whatsoever. I didn't want to play ukulele. I didn't want to draw for like the first time ever. And I needed a way to encourage other people. And a friend suggested, I wish there was a way that we could chat and talk about our teen selves and like how we became like more confident people. And so I did the next best thing, which is, I do ask people. Now I'm going all over the place. Anyways.
But now you know what I'm talking about? Now
yeah.
You know, yeah, right? Were you about to go into it?
Am I allowed to go into it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to make it really short and concise.
Yeah.
I'm not great at concise.
And that's okay.
Okay.
I'm not either. I'm sure a lot of people wish I would just stop talking sometimes. But I want to tell you something about that.
Okay.
I can tell you something fascinating about that too, that you can pay attention to. Now I have not noticed you doing what I'm about to say. You say, I can't really be concise. I just want to point out something for the listeners and for you. One of the things that I see happen to a lot of people is they don't feel heard. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about this because of your backstory, that there may be something in there that makes you feel like you're not heard. And sometimes people that don't feel heard, they say it this way, and then they kind of say it this way, and then they kind of say it this way, and they kind of just keep saying it because they don't know that they ever were heard. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not necessarily hearing you do that. But that's the internal piece of owning it. It's this acting as if I am vocally owning it, so I know that you are hearing me. So it becomes not fake it till you make it, because I don't believe in that. I think that's a big problem that people coach people into being on. Like, at Podcast Movement, they just laughed and laughed because I was like, get rid of radio guy voice. Nobody can connect to radio guy voice, right? So I want you to act as if when you step into your bold voice that we hear you. And let's see if that makes you feel like you don't need to say it and keep going. I don't know that it's a problem to keep going. Mm-hmm. I like keep going better than yes. You know, I like keep going better than that, but I just throw this out there for you to think about when we're done. Are you repeating the same thing? If you're repeating the same thing, then that's really a driver from I don't feel heard. And that would be something to look at and work on. Start bottom lining what you have to say and want to say. But I feel like you're sounding so much more confident. Do you feel like you're sounding so much more confident? Hard to know in the moment.
So. I'm trying to remember how I sounded before.
Okay. So I hear your sound right now. And I'm going to ask you another question. And I want you to boldly put it out there. Just totally boldly own it. All right. What's a hard question?
Oh, good golly. What is a hard question?
What's the most challenging thing about having a podcast? What's the most challenging thing about your profession? Are those hard questions?
Yeah, there's a lot of answers though.
That's okay. Let's see how you do. Let's see how you do. Okay. So what do you find to be the greatest challenge you have in doing a podcast?
That I'm not consistent enough, that people don't like what they hear. That guests are concerned that I interview them and it doesn't come out for a little while because I'm only bi-weekly. Oh, there's a lot.
Okay.
That I could be editing better.
Okay. Why'd you laugh when you first started?
Oh gosh, did I?
I think it's idiosyncratic.
I awkwardly laugh.
Yeah.
Often.
A lot. Yeah. I've worked with a lot of people that do that.
I laugh often, not awkwardly as well, awkwardly laugh as well.
Yeah. It's your version of
Oh.
Almost, possibly. It's idiosyncratic. I don't even think you know you do it. Maybe you know, sometimes know.
I know that
you do.
I do know. I don't know every time I do it, probably, but I do. Even when I'm like, generally when I start my podcast, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to awkwardly introduce you now, and then I'm going to have you introduce yourself, and then I laugh, and then I start.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. If I'm a guest on your show, I want you to, and from just what you know of me right now, you've been with me a little over an hour now, introduce me to your audience, boldly owning it.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, golly.
And you can say whatever. You can say, you know, Tracy's been a voice coach longer than I've been alive. You know, anything like that. Me.
Nope. You haven't been a voice coach longer than I've been alive.
Just about. But I want you to just, it doesn't matter what you say, but I just want you to, on the fly, boldly put it out there. This is my guest today.
This is my guest today, Tracy. She is a voice analyst and coach. She lives in LA, but she doesn't really like it. She's from New York, so she's quick to talking to you. And she hasn't been a voice coach for as long as I've been alive.
Okay. How'd that feel? Did that feel awkward? Yeah, no. Totally confident.
I hope so. I guess we'll find out when we meet at Podcast Movement.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to be listening.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want me to hear
that. You don't make connections at Podcast Movement.
No. So you think you can recreate that? You think you can go out and start boldly owning it?
I hope so.
Did it feel tiring to you? Like extra energy?
I don't know. I'll have to let you know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's where I want you to start. And, you know, unfortunately, in an hour, we can't work on everything. That's okay. Don't be worried if nobody's out there dissecting you like I am. But I want you to start going out there and acting as if you're confident, boldly putting it out there, owning it. Whatever phrase worked the best for you, whether it was bold or whether it was owning it. But it's just very matter of fact. It doesn't really matter if you like me. I'm the expert here, right? I'm the pro. I know what I'm talking about because you do. Somewhere along the way, you just were told that you didn't, and that kind of got set in your muscle memory. But that's okay. We're going to put something new in the muscle memory, and that is boldly owning it. Yeah, just putting it out there. There's no discussion. I own it. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Was this fun?
This was fun.
Yeah, you come back and we'll talk about other things like
feminism and the problems with our society.
That would be
like a whole nother podcast.
I know that would. We were talking a little bit about mental health before we started.
That's my jam.
Yeah, that's your jam. And I tell you, that's a big one for me too. I can say some things on that.
I'll definitely have to have you on my podcast as well.
Yeah, I'd love to come. Always love to be a guest on other people's shows. And we'll have you back for sure talking about all the things we can fit in. Everything we can fit in. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and for your willingness to do this. This is like max vulnerability, just putting it all out there for me to dissect and adjust. So I really, really appreciate you doing it. I know it's a big deal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And we'll see you again. And I'll keep you guys posted on when Jennifer's going to come back and when I'm going to come on her show. So you can tune in to that. I know she runs a great podcast. Tell us the name again.
It's Rainy Day Diaries.
Rainy Day Diaries. Okay. Boldly own that. Boldly own it.
Rainy Day Diaries.
Okay, not Crazy Woman.
Rainy Day Diaries.
There you go. Boom.
Okay.
All right. So I'll be on her show. I'll give you the link. But that's it for today. I'm going to wrap it up. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.